Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to contribute our part to the spread of your kingdom and to the establishment of your body. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would speak to us and cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing your God's word. I trust that you rested well. Without trying to sound modest, I must confess that whatever it is I bring to the table on this subject is just a tiny bit of the whole subject. No man has the capacity to, by himself, present all of God. Nobody has everything, but everybody has something. All right, I just want to bring something to light concerning your healing and health. We must come to terms with the fact that many people are sick, alarmingly so. There are believers, alarmingly, there are some of them that are believers. So we must not, rather than being disgusted and being shocked, we have to present God's system of help. You know, F.F. Bosworth reiterates in his book that if God will make healing and forgiveness, or forgiveness and healing, available to the children of the devil, because if you are not born again, you are a child of the devil. All right. If God will make provisions for children of the devil, will he not much more do so? Or will he not do much more for his own children? I mean, it is alarming how many believers in Christ Jesus, and I do not say that to put anybody down, but it is alarming. It means we have failed to communicate what we have in Christ. One of the things that I'm communicating from Isaiah 53 and verse 4, number one, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. It is worthy of note that in the whole of Isaiah 53, the only place where you see surely is in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4. That means there is nothing more sure than the fact that Jesus, in his sacrifice, has carried your sickness and disease. He has carried your sorrows and your pains. He has carried it now. That is the fact that he did something. But I want you to know that he did not just do something. He carried it on the cross. He carried it on the cross. So if he carried it and went to the cross, he became it. I want you to know that if anybody had the kind of scandalous death on the cross, he had better die and never come back again. Because it will be hard for anybody to see him and not see the cross. If a man was a criminal before and he was released, I tell you the truth, it will take years and years and years and years for people to forget. He takes on an identity as a criminal. Listen to me. Jesus did not only do something, he became something. You did not only get something, you became something. You became something. He was wounded for our transgressions, verse 5. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. The believer is not the sick. You are the healed. I believe that after knowing that it is the will of God for you to be healed, one of the things you must know is that you are already healed. You are not the sick trying to get a healing. Many times, this is where believers are involved. This is where believers miss it. So you assume the position of somebody trying to get something. It's different from somebody trying to maintain something. The queues are different. If you are joining the queue of somebody who is trying to get something, it's a longer queue. But if you are joining the queue of somebody who already has something but is trying to maintain it, it's a different mindset altogether. The believer is the one that is healed. Every time Satan comes to your door as a believer, it is a proof that you are already healed. Because thieves Only go where there is something to steal. You are the healed. You are not the sick. I trust that. Bless you. Shall go and let me thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.